good one, Boomer.
It's a good one.
Yep. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here. We are back covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative, by the way. I guarantee you, by the way, that some of those folks out there who listen to the show, and I know they're there because every once in a while I get commentary on my Twitter feed or social media of other types that you know takes me to task on something I said on the show. Okay, great. I'm not just talking in a vacuum. Then there are non-conservatives that listen to the show, and they should be concerned. So, you know, by the way, thank you to Jeremy of Huntsville, who just complimented me on the text line here, about the monologue there. If you want to call in or text, let me just say that I'll take a quick aside and say this. If you want to call in or text to the show, 833-687-4448, that one number does both. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And if you're texting for the first time, just text the word right side. And then it'll give you like a little message back welcoming you. And you just tell us, you know, your first name and where you're from so that we can always be able to say, like I just did, Jeremy from Huntsville or Eric from Huntsville or Elaine from Alabama or Paul from Athens or Mike from Athens, Jeff from Indiana. We got a bunch of them on the text line. So just jump on in where you can, fellas, and hang on. Over on my social media. So this morning I posted, well, a couple of things. One was a story that I'll talk about here in a minute. There was this story that came off theblaze.com, and I saw the video, by the way. So it's not like I just read about it and went, wow, that sounds bad. No, I saw it. It was bad. In Chattanooga, just this past weekend, there was a so-called family-friendly drag show at a brewery, a bar, basically, in Tennessee, up in Chattanooga, that literally, you know, has small children there with drag queens dressed up as princesses, and basically it was awful. Well, I posted that on my social media, and I've got some of my usual liberal progressives who want to take me to task on anything that I dare to say that questions their narrative. So I put it out there, and I said, what did I say? Let me just open it up real quick, and I said, there is no explanation that makes this okay. They simply want our children. And then, of course, one of the ones who's always saying something back to me, Truck Nuts comes at me and says, who is they and why do they want our children? Well, you know exactly what's going on. I don't need to qualify that for you. If you can't figure it out from reading the story, then you're just not trying. You're trying to provoke discourse that I don't feel the need to have to give you right now. But some of the others, so there's a story that we'll be talking about at the top of the hour with Craig Monger. He wrote it for 1819, kind of in the same vein, that it was just really gets under your skin. You read the headline, you go, no way, man. Come on. That Alabama's Department of Public Health head, Scott Harris, you know, the guy who made us put on masks and told Governor Ivey we had to shut down the state. Yeah, that guy. ADPH is Scott Harris and the state superintendent of education, Eric Mackey, are both on the board, listed as being on the board, of an organization that promotes some of the worst material, some of the most incredibly overly sexualized material for children as young as elementary school. And they claim that they have already had access to the public school system, and they claim that they've been able to train teachers and others in the use of their materials. And they're not confined just to Alabama. So I put that out on social media, and I said, here's one that's going to, how did I word it? It's going to make waves and set some people on fire or set some hair on fire or something like that. Well, man, I'm telling you right now, some of the responses I got, let me find you a couple of them because they're worth being called out. Oh, I got a bunch of reaction to it. One of them, her name is Macy, she, her. She comes back and says, so the evangelicals want, one, no maternal infant care access, two, no sex education, three, no access to birth control, four, no access to abortion. Seems to me evangelicals are all about control and oppression rather than anything Christ-like. All right, Marcy, first of all, the use of your pronouns was unnecessary, but secondly, you're wrong. How about this one? Meadowbrook Woman. Meadowbrook Woman, who I'm pretty sure I know who that is. Williams calls the Alabama Campaign for Sexual Health a radical organization and suggests the superintendent of education and our lead health officer are helping to spread harmful information to our children. Why would he do this? Could 1819 News be a radical right-wing organization? Yes. Okay, radical and right-wing for reporting something. How about this one? What's that guy's name? The one who calls himself Milo Minderbender. He comes back and says, so basically you're a Christian nationalist. And somebody else chimes in and says, you left off the white. In other words, I'm a white Christian nationalist for daring to question why sex education is being put into our children's hands. Then there was a part that this guy named Michael Oliver came back and tweeted. Where is that one? Oh, Michael Oliver, who basically said, it doesn't match all the contents of your magical storybook, meaning the Bible. Wow. You know what? We're going to stay on task and keep dealing with the issues. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. All right, folks, stay tuned. We got a whole lot more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And I mean, I'm talking about we're down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. This is thrown in for good measure. I'm just sitting here talking to Boomer about stuff, and he goes, by the way, we're on. I went, oh, God.
Yeah. By the way.
Thanks, Boomer. Appreciate the heads up, man. Anyway. Hey, what'd you do this weekend, by the way? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. You know, we had a little soccer game Saturday. Soccer game, and then I had a honey-do list. So.
Nice.
And, of course, I did it with a smile on my face. And
sure you did.
It was great.
Of course. Yeah. And then Sunday morning, the entire sermon at church was on marriage.
Yes, it was.
And communication.
Yes.
And how tone means everything.
it hit home. I was like, all right, I got to work on my tone.
That was some more kind of, yeah. So Boomer and I go to the same church. So you can, yeah, the sermon was definitely on marriage, and he had a honey-do list, and he did it with a smile. anyway. Hey, listen, we're going to move to number one of the triple dipper here, the rush to reshape America. The rush to reshape America. What am I saying here? Well, there's a general sense right now that they're trying to get as much done as they can as quickly as possible. When I say they, the left, they are doing everything they can to reshape America into the image they want it to be, which, by the way, I'm not sure that they entirely know, because there are so many factions on the left. There's some that are so overly burdened with, you know, climate change and Green New Deal, and there's others that are forcing the issue of ESG compliance with banking and trying to change the way we use the monetary system or retirement planning in the United States. Or then there's the entire cultural aspects of the LGBTQ19 other letters acronym. That is literally going so far beyond the pale right now. Some of the, like, Boomer just had a headline up on his page. Who sent that to us, Boomer? Is that somebody sending it to us?
By text.
By the text string?
Yeah, I haven't got their name yet, but yeah, I cannot believe this.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to read that headline out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Fox News story, but I still don't want to even read the headline. It's just anyway. Bottom line is this. There's a sense right now that there is more happening on a day-to-day basis at a faster rate. It is apparent that they have, a sense of empowerment because they believe they've gotten some kind of a mandate. At the very least, they got an open window. Well, At the same time, I think they also recognize their days are numbered in terms of having the free and unfettered ability to act, because Biden's going to be hamstrung once the midterm elections take place. And their, you know, their grand day in the sun is going to go back to at least partially in the shadows. So they're trying to get everything they can in the meantime. Well, classic example, the signs of desperation that I'm talking about, townhall.com. Townhall.com, Biden advisor's remarks about MAGA Republicans are a sign of desperation. So when you can't win the argument, what you do is you attack and you insult, right? When you don't have the facts on your side, the quickest and easiest way to accomplish the ends to which you're trying to achieve are to demean and to diminish the capabilities of the other. So, townhall.com reports in a story dated today, the jury is out on one thing, it says, regarding the 2022 midterms. The Democrats cannot count on any more good news to buoy their political hopes come November. So what they're pointing out here is a recent Cook political report noted that while abortion has energized the party base and the August spending bills, all the Green New Deal money that gave them something of a win, that for the most part, though, we're seeing zilch, zero in terms of accomplishments by the Biden administration. In fact, what we're really seeing is a great deal of civil unrest because of the Biden administration's policies. So it says this, with no legislative accomplishments to really lean on, all you can do is blame the other party and declare them enemies of the state, which Biden has already done. Well, senior White House advisor is Keisha Lance. She's one of the ones, Keisha Lance Bottoms. She's one of those who kind of comes out once in a while. You don't see her very often. But she trotted out that narrative again on MSNBC to warn us about MAGA Republicans' plans to destroy the country. Wow. MAGA Republicans' plans to destroy the country. And he goes on to say in the article, Matt Vespa wrote this, those who aren't mentally degraded by liberalism might read this as, quote, if you don't support us, you're plotting the end of America. It's an infantile argument, he says. Well, it is. But it also shows the desperation that I'm talking about. Like, for instance, last week I reported, I did a segment on woke in the military. I think I called it woke in uniform. Was that Thursday or Friday, somewhere in there? But woke in uniform dealt with a variety of different stories that I had pulled, dealing with woke policies being thrust upon service members and including our service academies like West Point and the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy. Well, the Air Force Academy got called on the carpet because it leaked out that there was a PowerPoint presentation that was presented not long ago that called for the cadets to begin using gender-inclusive language and how to use people's pronouns, and you don't want to offend, and by the way, you need to stop saying things that could be taken as delineating the sexes. You have to use words like parents as opposed to mom and dad. Well, it was ridiculous. So the Air Force Academy is now pushing back. Here's part of the air of desperation. Correct the record while you're really not correcting the record. They're trying to say it's overblown. It was being taken out of context. I'm sorry, what was the context in which the slides were actually presented? Well, it's been a tradition in the military, said Congressman Matt Waltz, who's a former Green Beret Afghan War veteran from Florida. He said it's been a tradition in the military to get letters from mom and dad or your boyfriend and girlfriend as long as it's been in the military. He said now we're instructing every cadet entering the Air Force not to say mom and dad, not to say boyfriend, girlfriend. He said, I think the Air Force should be worried about the macro aggressions against America that are happening all over the world, not the micro aggressions they're talking about. He goes on to say this. The Air Force Academy responded by saying this. This is being taken out of context. Here's their quote. The Air Force Academy does not prohibit the use of mom and dad or other gender-specific terms. The slide, in other words, they admit that it was real. The slide on inclusive language, oh, they're beginning to use the terms, was meant to, quote, demonstrate how respect for others should be used to build inclusive teams and ultimately build better offensive and defensive units. Until you know a person's situation at councils, we should not make assumptions about them. I got news. That was not a rebuttal. All that did was say, basically, yeah, we did it, and we think it's okay. Well, there's an air of desperation in that. Like, they can't even see that when they just tell us and try to rebut what's being said about them, all they really do is affirm that we're right. You're doing it. And you admit it. And you can't see the issue. Well, how about this? Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg went down to Texas the other day, storyline here on Daily Wire, dated September 25th. This is the one that I read this morning, and I found it first when I was putting together this portion of the show. And I found myself looking at this story and thinking, this man's in an awful hurry trying to reshape America. Bam, there's my title. The Rush to Reshape America. Well, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg argued on Thursday that citizens of Texas should reconsider purchasing electric vehicles. Pray tell, why would you go to Texas and say such a thing? And he goes on to say, during a keynote address at the Texas Tribune Festival, Buttigieg contended that the Lone Star State could save money by buying electric cars. He says the Biden administration has set the ambitious target of ensuring, that's a quote by the way, of ensuring that electric vehicles constitute 50% of car sales in the United States by 2030. 50% of the cars in the, you know how many cars that is? Millions of cars on the road. And they want to say that 50% of all car sales, just a mere 8 years from now, will be electric, according to a fact sheet put out by the White House. President Joe Biden recently signed the Inflation Reduction Act, which contains $369 billion for climate initiatives. Buttigieg added on Thursday, the nation should invest more heavily in alternate modes of transportation. Cars will always play an important role. Here's the part. You ready? Buttigieg nevertheless argued that even though some of these goals seem lofty, he said, speed is necessary for an electric vehicle policy. Quote, we've got to make sure this happens quickly enough to help us beat climate change, end quote. And he went on to say, we got to make sure it happens affordably enough so it's not just wealthy people, but low-income people who most need those gas savings. You hear this? We got to get it done quick. Got to get it out there. Got to make it happen. It's not going to happen quick. I don't mind seeing an alternative source of energy and for there to be opportunities for, you know, all of the above policies. But the idea that you're going to pretty much do away with 50% of new car sales and force electric on the population, have you seen what happens when people want to drive more than 150 to 200 miles? I'm just telling you. Right now, they're evacuating Florida, portions of Florida, in the onset of a hurricane warning. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the log jams of interstate traffic if many of those are actually electric vehicles that weren't fully charged before the evacuation order was given? Good luck with that. Watch the logjam occur as vehicles run out of power on the interstate and then the evacuation can't happen. Next 7 years. I got more, man. I got things like, I don't know, what are they doing in California to give IDs to illegal aliens and help them with in-state tuition? What are they doing in the ESG realm? What's this new thing about now the LGBTQ transgender health organizations say, you know what, being a eunuch is a good thing? I disagree. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. I'll come back. The Rush to Reshape America. I'll run through a few more of those examples of the absolute attempt to reshape America as quickly as they can. And then top of the hour, we're going to talk to Craig Monger about his findings that he published this past weekend on 1819 News. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I was talking to some guys last night, a small group, about having Ted Nugent on the show, and got some pretty good feedback on it. You can imagine, because they're all like my age. They're all like, Ted Nugent, whoa! Anyway, that was pretty cool. All right, I'm in this first section of the Triple Dipper, the Rush to Reshape America. It's happening at, like, an epic rate. it's like they're scratching and clawing, and I see two things. I see one, they're scratching and clawing in essence because they feel empowered to just keep doing more. No one's stopping us. We can do more. The Biden administration encourages us. We can do more. That wasn't enough. We want more. And that's, I see that. The other side that I see, though, is the sense that this ain't going to last. Get what you can while you can, fellas. This ain't going to last. Midterms are coming. Yeah, see, I think that's a big deal, too. And we're seeing this near desperate attempt to reshape America in a different vision altogether. Not the least of which are some of the things that I told you about early in the show, with what they're trying to do to overly sexualize our kids and bring them into a different understanding of even what gender is. I mean, let me just be clear, and here's your trigger warning again, if you're a liberal. There are two genders, male and female, period. That's it. Just ain't got no mo. That's it. That's all there is. But then there's other attempts to reshape America in things like, how about the banking and the monetary system? We'll get to that in a minute. How about the massive open door we've got at the southern border right now that's allowing illegals to flood our systems? And does anyone mind? I don't know anybody that minds immigration. This nation was built on immigration, by the way, legal immigration. No one minds that. I don't know any conservatives who mind the idea of legal immigration. But the attempt to basically restructure America's population, literally since Biden took office, we have gained another percentage point of the American population just in illegals crossing the border. You heard me. 1% of the United States is now here illegally just in the last 2 years. In a rush to get across the borders. They know it's going to close as soon as Republicans can get the wherewithal to put some of these policies, you know, to rest. But they're rushing to do what they can. And then you got places like California. DailyWire.com, Gavin Newsom signs a new law allowing undocumented California residents to obtain a state ID. Here we go. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, some see as the heir apparent to a failed Biden administration running for president, signed a package of bills related to undocumented residents last week that includes approval of a state identification for migrants in the state. We're a state of refuge, says Gavin Newsom, a majority-minority state where 27% of us are immigrants. That's why I'm proud to announce the signing of today's bills to further support our immigrant community. He left off the word illegal. The change, by the way, would also prohibit the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, from using migrant status as a factor when they determine state identification. Oh, by the way, keep in mind, their state DMV is part of who registers people to vote under the Federal Motor Voter Registration Act. The law follows a controversy, it says, in the state in 2018 in which 1,500 people in the state of California were improperly registered to vote by the DMV, including non-citizens. Yeah. Other bills, by the way, signed in this same package would give in-state tuition at public colleges and universities to illegal immigrants. They didn't pay into the system, but they sure get to participate. How about this? Banking and monetary systems. You've heard me talk about ESG, environmental, social, and governance. It's the latest trend in forcing banks and lending institutions to have a mandatory ESG compliance and scoring them on how they do. Literally, do they take into account things like Green New Deal and social policies like the LGBTQ agenda? And do they stand up against these insane voter identification laws like in Georgia? That's what's happening. ESG scoring is a big, big deal. Well, it appears that some are finally getting tired of it, and I'm glad to hear it. Story here from Fox News, dated September 26th today, is actually written by somebody I know, Alan Mendel. I just realized, I'm reading the article a minute ago, I told Boomer, I said, I know this guy. He's at Troy University here in Alabama. And he talks about the fact that there are a number of pushbacks that are happening. In his words, he said, the Manuel H. Johnson Center for Political Economy at Troy University has launched a free enterprise scholars program. The Heritage Foundation has launched a digital campaign called ESG Hertz. The Heartland Institute has tip sheets on valuable information about ESG for lawmakers. But we're seeing this happening. And another story I've got on the same topic in the Wall Street Journal, as they try to rush to reshape America with ESG, you've also got the fact, though, that you got major, major investment funds, like, in this case, CalPERS. CalPERS is the California Public Employees Retirement System that has been lagging behind other large pensions, in large part because it keeps pursuing ESG scores as opposed to profitability, and the people who rely upon it for their retirement plans are finally starting to speak up and get tired of it. Yeah. Last one I'll go to before the top of the hour. I'm not even sure I can go through the story too much. Daily Caller, dated yesterday. Top trans medical organization recommends castration for those with a eunuch identity. Why do we entertain mental health disturbances and call them normal? Because they're not. It even goes on to say in this article that there are those who have castration fantasies. And so the World Professional Association for Transgender Health is now setting new medical standards for those who would like to be recognized as eunuchs. How best to accomplish that task? Even have articles on, you know, self-castration. Folks, this is not normal. It's not healthy. And it's part of the rush to reshape America by making everything look like it's just okay because it's your personal truth. Truth cannot be everybody's individual version. There's only one truth. All right, folks, coming up next, Craig Monger with 1819 News. You're going to want to hear this story. We'll be right back.